among in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Among all the devotions that the Church offers us, no doubt that the Holy Rosary has a very, very special place. With the Miracles Medal, there are the two devotions that have a Mass. You know about it. Be it that you pass 50 times, 150 times a day. Why? Does that mean that the Blessed Virgin Mary has difficulties of hearing, that she is deaf? Hey Mary, hey Mary, hey Mary, can you hear me? 150 times. Does that mean that she doesn't understand what we say? Or that she doesn't care? That we have to insist, hey Mary, hey Mary, hey Mary? Of course, she is not deaf. Of course, she is not slow of understanding. She is our mother, she is a teacher. She invites us to repeat and repeat again, as much as she repeats to us. Besides, 150 is not coincidental. That's because there is 150 Psalms of David. And therefore, as a priest says every week, every Psalm of the Psalter, the 150 of them, lay people, a priest, I invited to say as well 150 times the Hail Marys, called the Breviary of the Poor. 150 is a Hail Marys. What do we say the Hail Mary, by the way? Do you listen to what you say? What do you know about that? The first part of the Hail Mary, as you know, is a salutation of the angel itself. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Technically, I can say that to any expecting mother. That's in a state of grace. Hey, blessed are you. You are waiting a baby. Congratulations. That's wonderful. The first part of the Holy Rosary, the salutation of the angel by itself, is not so surprising. But the second part of the Hail Mary changes everything of what the angel said. Because he explained, the Church explained, as always, the Church is the one who teaches us how to read the Gospel, how to understand. The second part of the Hail Mary, even by the tradition, the word of the Church explained explicit the full impact of these mysterious words that we just heard. Words of surprise. The Blessed Virgin Mary. Hail Mary, Mother of God. That's a device. You are the Mother of God. Little detail that makes the mother, this mother, so different. The blessed fruit of this womb is not like any other child that are always a blessing by themselves. No, this fruit is from heaven. He is, we know, we believe it, he proved it. He is the Son of God, born through the womb of a Virgin Mary. And the Hail Mary goes further, saying, okay, you know who you're talking about. Now ask her. Please pray for us. Pray for us sinners. That's not nothing. We are in need of prayer. We are in need of the assistance of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We can ask that of her. Because the son of this Blessed Mother is not only the Son of God, but the Redeemer. That is, he is a mediator between earth and heaven, man and God, creature and creator. Sinners and holy. At the Annunciation, the Blessed Mother, the Blessed Virgin Mother, foresaw already the whole history of redemption. When the angel lists the different things that Jesus will be, she understands it exactly, and she goes even further. Not because she has a vision of what is coming up, but because she knows how to read and holds the life and passion of our Lord Jesus Christ was already announced in the Holy Scriptures. So she knew what she was going to do. And Mary followed her son all the way through his life. Nativity, Epiphany, Temple, Agony, Scourging, Crowning, all the stations of the cross, Crucifixion, and of course, Resurrection. There, the Our Lady of the Most Holy Rosary, she stood at the foot of the cross. Can we do the same? And here, she earned a triple crown. A triple title. She became Mother of Men. One son was not enough. All of us are her children. She became Queen of Martyrs, offering her life. And all the sons, she became co-redemptrix. That means she is the first and the most perfect of all that offer, along with her son, the sacrifice for the redemption of men. Three titles that define her role. Pray, pray, pray for me. I need prayers. And that's what the Mother of God does. She prays because she cares for us, her children. That's what a mother does. She prays because she can offer, like every saint, her own merits that she earned on earth. And none will ever earn as many merits that the Blessed Virgin Mary did. But more so, she has a privilege as a Mother of God, as a Mother of Christ. She has a privilege to dig into the treasures, the chest of the merits of her own son. And that makes a big difference. Because we all know that nobody is saved but by Jesus Christ. We are not saved by Mary, we are saved by Jesus all the time. And Jesus only saves. But the Mother of God is a medium that he chooses, he gathers. Now, not tomorrow, pray for us now. Now, bended head, I am in trouble right here today. I need help, please. Pay attention to me, 150 times. And that's interesting because Our Lady is in the other world, in eternity. How can she, from eternity, see us now? Because God gave her that permission. And when we are here at Mass, not during the sermon, but every time as a sacrament of the Mass, you are now but an eternal now, a now that doesn't move, a now that doesn't have past or future. That's the now of the Mass, the now of the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. You have a foot upon inside eternity at Mass. It is now the same act of our Lord Jesus Christ that he offers from the first day in our sight to today in our sight, but in God, that's the same moment. And that's why when you say to Our Lady, pray for us now, we refer to the blessed sacrifice of the Mass. We refer to Jesus Christ. Now, now, please, I need your help with your child. And Our Lady has difficulty with time, you know. That Our Lord Jesus Christ said, wait, wait, that's not my time. Said, yeah, no, that's your time. I'm able in Cana to advance the time of the redemption. Do what he says. And the mission of Jesus started earlier. And the moment is the most important of all moments, the now that never ends. The sacrifice of Jesus, where he stands immobile, glorious, victorious, at the foot of the cross. Pray for us now. And at the moment of my death, that will come. So if you take the habit to pray the Blessed Virgin Mary every day, that moment is not a problem. Speaking of death, my grandpa, on my mother's side, I pray for my mother, she's in the hospital too, that my grandpa, at the end of his life, was bedridden, and the holy thing that he was doing was passing the beads and praying the rosary all day for himself and for us. I went to his room to tell him, "Bon papa, grandpa." I made my mind, I am going to be a priest. I entered the seminary in September. And I saw one of his smiles, one of those smiles that you never forget, you know? The smile of my grandpa, taking his rosary out of his blanket, of his sheets, bed sheets, and raising his rosary high to the sky, he said, "Victory! I got one!" He wanted so much to have one of his sons to be a priest, and he died before. Now he has a priest of his son, but if has one of his grandsons, he's also a priest of the Institute, by the way. So that's double victory. Pray, pray the rosary. It works, and we are so much in need. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.